This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Well, it's a known fact that reading is the foundation for all other learning, unlocking access to knowledge, fostering critical thinking, improving educational outcomes, and promoting economic opportunities, amongst many other things. Today, we celebrate Zanele Maseko from the Reading for Enjoyment program based in primary schools in the Blowback municipality. They do great work promoting reading in communities, and she joins us to talk about it.
So we're talking to literacy mentor at CIE BREP, Makgabo Shongwane, who's joining us on the line. Good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you doing? Hello, Makgabo.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay, and you?
Great. So, you know, tell us more about Reading for Enjoyment program and what it's really all about.
Oh, thank you. My name is Makgabo Agnes Shongwane, the literacy mentor of Blowback Reading for Enjoyment program, known in short as BREP, run by the Catholic Institute of Education, CIE. BREP has been running for 7 years now, I must say, supported by Ponahalo DBS Trust Fund, managed by Knowledge Pele. We work in 25 schools in Bahanano Circuit, Capricorn North District in Blowback Municipal Area, reaching over 4,300 children each year through reading clubs led by our community-based story sparkers, supported by the program coordinator, Zanele Maseko, as you indicated, the program manager, the literacy mentor, which is myself, and the two assistant literacy mentors. The program is about creating a culture and sparking a love for reading, opening children's eyes to books as gateways to imagination, creativity, and lifelong learning. Le dikanegelo stories gore bana e be ba badi ba bophelo ka moka re ba badi shaka English le sepedi le lemelagae
a re lebeleng di hlotlo motlhomo ngwe tsheleng gore ng le kopana le tsona ge le gare le gare le tsholetsa lena lona le
di thotho tsona di ga tshokere mogashi di thotho re thakana le tsona we face challenges of course like limited resources especially books or safe spaces to read while relaxed, because our intention is to make sure that learners are reading while relaxed, and the transport for our story sparkers to make sure reading sub-sessions run consistently across all schools. And then the chief issue, daily reading, oh yes, ke tla le tsabo go buisa ka batswadi. Batswadi ba rena ba re supporta go lekane. Parents in the communities are very supportive, I must say, and notice real changes in children reading habits, and children are becoming more confident. That's what I like about it. And they read aloud at home with their parents, and what is interesting, they even share the stories they have read about. And the parents who are struggling, we don't leave them behind. Re abatsi a le bona ka batata isha e bile ba thumile go attend the prep parent engagement day ka bontshi ke ntwe re fang tshepo le gore tjolo pele e go.
No ga bontsha gore
ke mo bona.
Tjona pele.
Thank you. Ba bang ba gona e bile ba gona go report personally, ba ba gona go report on WhatsApp e re ba tshinyetse jeng yona. Gore botsa gore bana ba bona ba haketse ba bala go gae. Which is a constant indicator that PrEP is on the right track and is a game changer.
How can the community of, you know, Blowback assist you in taking this initiative to more children and doing this amazing work?
I think the community of Blowback can help really. They do help. They have started already to give us volunteering job, donating books, refreshments, and encouraging children to read at home. And we are going to hold a very big story festival and local businesses can also support through sponsorship or contributions, especially for our upcoming story festival on the 25th of September at Nonyana Primary School, Bahanana Circuit, Capricorn North District, Bloubergh Municipal Area, where we will gather over 400 to celebrate the joy of reading. This is a very busy month for us, I must say. We enjoy going about, making a lot of noise about reading. And the festival is very important as it comes at the same time with the World Read Aloud Day and South Africa's Literacy Month. That is why the Festival of Stories Lejona. And this is a powerful reminder that investing in reading is investing in the future of our children. And that perhaps if I want to do a bala, the Horoja Wilera, one of the Humola Tribo, the Bogamus of Hopadima.
Well, that's beautiful. And this is why also it was important for us to bring you on the show, just to make sure that, you know, we celebrate the work that you are doing. And we just wanted to give a big shout out and encourage you to continue doing this amazing work. That's a literacy mentor at CIE BREP, Memakhabo Shongwane.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.